Dr. Tessa Walker Linderman is the DHSS lead for the Alaska COVID-19 Vaccination Task Force. She told reporters Monday the state health department is still in the very early part of the vaccine rollout.
We are still in phase 1A in terms of who Alaska is vaccinating, but discussions about future phases are happening.
Federal health officers are shipping doses of both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines as fast as they can be manufactured and packaged. Dr. Ann Zink, Alaska's chief medical officer, says the state received about 60,000 doses of the vaccine this month, about 10 times more than expected.
At the beginning of December, we thought we were getting like 6,000, just over 6,000 doses to start. Again, we've had to change plans drastically and dramatically on a very regular basis. So we are working on these like super tight timeframes. And so when people say like, I want to know what date I am, like we don't know how much we're getting in next week.
First come, first served appointments for those last folks in Phase 1A, essential healthcare workers, will be opened on Wednesday on the state's COVID-19 website, covidvax.alaska.gov. Those appointments will begin January 4th. The next big question is, who will be vaccinated in Phase 1B, much later in January? The Federal Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, or ACIP, determines the priority groups for who should get the vaccine first, but leaves it up to states and tribes to make the allocations. ACIP recommends that Phase 1B includes people age 75 and older, and frontline essential workers, such as emergency responders, teachers, and grocery store workers. Alaska has its own Vaccine Allocation Advisory Committee. It held a workshop Monday to give an update and take public comment about the next steps. Zink says for Phase 1B, the Allocation Committee is looking at three principles, logistics, science, and equity, to get the vaccine out fast, effectively, and fairly.
Across all sorts of different groups, taking into consideration their work, their ability to protect themselves, the service that they provide, and the increased morbidity and mortality we might see, such as like if a hospital system becomes overwhelmed, age, underlying medical conditions.
For the workshop, the task force received 347 written comments, and 52 people signed up to speak about who in Alaska are those essential workers. Commenters represented groups like electric utilities, older Alaskans, water and wastewater utilities, gas and oil companies, and teachers groups. Here are Stacy Mars, Lee Ryan, Elizabeth Petrasik, and Brent Payne.
We have 39 staffed courts across the state. I would love you to consider all of our staff and judges as essential workers for purposes of vaccine distribution.
Please consider the addition of those serving in the aviation field to be included in Phase 1B of vaccine allocation. A small group of essential frontline Alaskans who quite literally carry the responsibility of delivery of care to much of the state.
Providing vaccines to the staff and residents of the domestic violence shelters and service centers throughout Alaska will allow them to continue to support this vulnerable population in their time of crisis.
We're starting up our fishery in January again. You know, we are frontline workers. We are producing food for our nation's food supply.
ACIP estimates there are 30,000 essential workers in Alaska, 23,000 teachers, and 6,100 first responders, like police and firefighters. Add them together, and maybe 60,000 doses, times two for the booster shot, would cover those groups in Phase 1B. Alaska's Vaccine Allocation Advisory Committee will meet later this week to better define who is in Phase 1B. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.